everybody to our free Halloween call. Welcome, everyone. It's going to be a super fun day. Hooray, hooray, hooray. And happy Halloween and trick or treat, and hope that everything is unspooky for you today. So do sign in and let us know that you're here. I understand that our technology webinar jam has been undergoing some changes, and the interfaces with YouTube and Google are not the best right at the moment, so hopefully we don't have any problems during our call today, and we just enjoy being together as a community once more. So yeah, I'm super excited about today. We've got some really fun, much deeper clearings than we've done before in a community call. So you're going to learn some new vocabulary and maybe a new hand technique. So it should be a really, really fun hour that we spend together. And happy Halloween, everyone. And I see people signing on with great enthusiasm, and we have a couple hundred people enrolled in this call, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. All righty. And let's move right on to, oops, hang on one second here. Line that up to the first page. We can't have it spoiled by the last. Oh, there we go. I can't start with the last page. And then it just slipped right back down. We must have a ghost in there already. No. That's funny. Okay, here we go. Yeah, hi, everybody. Hi, and Nellie and Tony and Edith and Benny and Diane and Marin and Pamela, Megan and Barbara, Jen, Hazel, Buddy, Trevor, Anne, Candy, Shirley, Limmy. Hi, Limmy. Nice to see your name up there. Laurel, Linda, Trinity. Hi, Trinity, my Facebook friend also. Edith, and I think I've got everybody. David, I think I've said hello to everybody who's signed on so far. So Lisa and Dee. And do sign in as you come on. And hi, Donna. And we're getting started. And we always start our classes these days with the Love Wisdom Creed, really saying that we are free to live our life on our terms. And so let's say this together. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Does that make sense? So, you know, programs that we've been wearing that doesn't resonate with me anymore. Or even a family member, a ghost that's inhabiting the body that doesn't resonate with you anymore. It's time we are free to live that life of spiritual freedom now. And I see welcome to Donna, Valerie, Annie, Marsha, and Marie, and Christine, and Penny May, and Lorna. And then we're going to sing, as we always do, our opening blessing to remove the obstacles from our class today. Vakurutunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parat Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Dum Durgaye Namaha, Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha, Om Shanti Shanti, Shanti. Okay, and we're going to look at the basic quantum pump, the discrete quantum pump for walking or under the table, double pump, foot pump, and we'll also be doing, do the platter? Yeah, let's do the platter today too. So we'll put that one in there. I'm just going to add that to our list. So the quantum platter. All right, and there we go. Going back on the screen, and let's see. Hi to Mary and Jada and Jacqueline and Anne, Lena and Sherry and Lori. Hello, you guys. Welcome to the call. All right. So we're going to do our demonstration of hand movements. And the first one is a basic quantum pump. Renata, there you are, Renata. And so you're going to put your elbow down at your side, right at your waistline, and your hand is going to be pumping forward. That's the basic quantum pump. There we go. Basic quantum pump. And the double pump is using doing the same thing. So elbows at the side and hands pumping forward. Now notice that the fingers are very loose, loosey-goosey. We have other double movements, a chopping movement that the fingers are tight together. For a double pump, the fingers are really, really loose. So if we do it in slow motion, that's kind of how it looks. There we go. It's good lighting in here. It's the camera from the technology that it likes it somehow. We're looking slightly on that side. So that's the quantum pump. That's the double pump. Okay, and then the discrete pump for walking or if you're sitting like at a restaurant table. So you're going to just have it kind of like a flutter. The hand is kind of fluttering. And I just use the right hand to do this. You can see it. So that's the quantum flutter. Okay. And then the foot pump would be if you were sitting down. You obviously aren't going to do it standing up. And the foot pump is just the foot pumping forward. And that would be if you were sitting down, maybe you were, your hands were tired or you were rocking out to some music and you wanted to add some fun to it, you can do the foot pump. And it won't double or quadruple your power or speed, but it might add 10%. So we've got those. And then, let's see, one more I said I would teach you the platter today. And some of you already know that because you've been taking classes recently. The doorknob looks like this. We're not going to do the doorknob, but essentially your hand is, your palm is facing forward and going up. The platter is the one that we'll probably be doing today because I tested yes. So that is your hand like this, reaching out and then coming in like this. So the same as the doorknob, except your fingers are extended. And you'll only ever use one hand with this one, and with most of the advanced techniques, you're only ever going to use one hand. You use both hands, it creates chaos in the field. It doesn't help anything. The reason that we use quantum hand movements that are all under the terms of quantum pump is because we're accessing the quantum field in ways that you can't think yourself into the field. So we're setting an intention with our mind to clear. So we're holding an intention with our mind, and that'll be a chart, and we'll have a chart on witches' curses. That's a very very in-depth chart today. You're going to be really surprised at how much I've added in there, or maybe not. I don't know. So we'll be intending to clear one by one by one from the top down, and then we'll be accessing the field with our hands. So we're setting an intention with our mind, seeing it clear, And then we're using the quantum pump, which allows you to access the higher frequencies of the field. And so those higher frequencies would be in the pleasure field. And most people don't sit in the pleasure field. Most people don't have those frequencies available to them, just on demand. So those would be over you have to get over 500 to start accessing in that way, making a change. So the pump really helps because it is getting you right up there where you need to be. And when I was looking at, many years ago, teaching how to access the quantum field to people, this was really came to me. My hands started moving and I started understanding this everybody could do. Everybody could do this. Everybody could access the higher frequencies of the field and transform their life. You wouldn't have to be an enlightened master to do it. You wouldn't have to be a clairvoyant to do it. Anyone could do it. Everyone could do it. Okay, so that is what we're doing. By the way, you probably know the quantum field is defined really in science and spirituality basically the same. So we have the Newtonian physics, which is the apple falling from the tree and gravity. And then we have quantum physics. And quantum physics says that we're all part of a field of particles vibrating. And based on how the particles are vibrating, you'll get a globe, you'll get flowers, a pumpkin, you'll get a Julie Renee. And what we're doing when we're doing the pump is we're rearranging the particles so they vibrate in a better formation for us. So that's exactly what we're doing. And whether you look at it through science and you talk about it as the quantum field, or you look at it through spirituality and you look at that field of oneness, that we are all part of the divine, it's the same thing. A lot of people use the buzzword quantum these days. A lot of people don't know what they're actually talking about. That's okay. Quantum is the latest, greatest, but truth be told, it's been part of our blueprint forever. Forever and ever and ever. And we seem to be waking up to being able to use it with any efficiency. And so people can transform really dramatically in an instant. Great teachers like Jesus were able to access the quantum field and transform it instantaneously. And so where you'd see water into wine, really that holding out his hand and turning water into wine, he stretched out his hands. That same thing we can do. We can do the same thing. I think it might be fun someday to just all of us. I know we do this sometimes in the advanced immersion programs where you come to my house, everybody holding a glass of water and really allowing that water to go to wine. And it's really fun to see. Even if it doesn't turn to wine, with the efforts that have been made by the students, the water will taste like rose water. And sometimes it'll change color to a little more golden of a hue. So that's pretty cool. So that's really at will, being able to transform how the particles are vibrating to vibrate to something different. And I think one of the things that stops us in that are atheist thought forms. You know, the idea of not being able to believe that this is possible, that this kind of radical transformation could happen in an instant. And I know you see kind of like goofy movies. I know today will be, and this week will be like the Halloween crazy demon movies and witch movies and all the scary stuff. And you see that, and that's pretty scary and gets you kind of like, ugh, at the core. But I think when you really start thinking about it, in your inner knowing, you know that you can transform in an instant, or you can transform over time. And what I'm doing is I'm giving you the tools and techniques to really transform for yourself for a lifetime, to really become all of who you are meant to be, and be able to express yourself in beautiful ways. Oh, yes, and I didn't even need to click to the slide. We're going to do muscle testing next. And let's see, Anne and Lena and Sherry and Lori and Renata. I think I've said hi. Lorna, it's Lorna, I forgot to say congratulations. Oh, thank you. And Anita, happy Halloween and rejoice. Congratulations on your baby. Thank you. She may wake up. She's down for her afternoon nap. So we shall see. If she doesn't, I'll bring her in. I'll just pick her out of the bed and bring her up so you can say hi to her, even if she's sleeping for the last minute or so. Yeah, she's a good napper. She likes to sleep. Okay, so we're going to do muscle testing next. And by the way, Newtonian and quantum physics were both defined in 1915. Isn't that interesting? So about exactly 101 years ago, they were defined. And so we're kind of on that cycle of, okay, now we can really access it. We're in that timeline and cycle where it's believable to us, I think, when things are first introduced. And certainly there was conversations about physics for thousands of years. So just the way it was defined came about 101 years ago. And we're in that open place where we can now really talk about it and understand it and not be afraid of it and access it and have the power to access it. So that's very cool. Muscle testing is kinesiology, and it was defined by a chiropractor in 1976 when he noticed that the muscles would become weak if you gave it toxic information, if you gave it something that wasn't true, whether it was spoken or it was something physical, like this. I realize I tested this before, and now I don't take them anymore. They're still on my desk. So the Ricola was like, I could test and see how much, not to disparage Ricola. I just keep them in case I get coughing when I'm on air. But how good are these cough drops for me? And they're only 30% good for me, meaning that if I tested just a yes or no, are these good for me, my muscle would become weak and drop because it's not good for me. It's probably the sugar or the combination of whatever they've got in there. Very likely it's the sugar that's not good for me. So with muscle testing, things become weak. Your muscles become weak and drop. So when I test my name, I'm Julie Renee, it's true. I'm Mommy is now very true. I'm Bozo the Clown, I'm Donald Trump, I'm Barack Obama, I'm Hillary Clinton, and all of those become weak because my body knows I'm not them, I'm not that. My body knows what I am and what I'm not. And so that's truth. Or you could look at it as, you know, what is untrue is also toxic. So you'll be able to muscle test from both the truth standpoint and also from the toxicity standpoint. Is this good for me, not good for me? And I like testing with my ring finger on my right hand and my pointer finger on my left hand pushing down. And you're going to hold your finger really firm, and you're going to just up and down, not side to side. Side to side will never work for you. So you just up and down. And the reason that I use right hand and finger and like this is I can test really, really fast. I can test thousands of things, just boom-bitty, 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 boom. Where if you were doing this, you'd have to go like this forever to get through 20 or something like that. So I just find it very fast, very fluid. It's kind of a shorthand way of getting to things really quickly. So on today's agenda, we're going to clear curses from witches and evil spirits and remove ghosts inhabiting and around your body. And this is our first clearing, and our first clearing is how to discover the negative influences and remove them from your field and body. And when we're looking at witches' curse, these are all the things that could be holding the curse in place. And so you want to, when you're clearing something away like a curse, you want to clear all of these items. So evil spirit curse, bloodline clan, group mind virus, atheist thought forms and timelines. And then the emotional anchors resentment, unforgiveness, blame, deception, disappointment, and bitterness. And surprisingly, there's a lot of alien or spiritual interferences. Reptoid is an alien type 5. The anchors are portals and wormholes, and then the emotional anchor for the reptoid is bitterness. Synthetics is an alien type 8. Embedding is the anchor, and then the emotional anchor is hatred. And then transmortals, the anchors are mechanisms and permeations, and the emotional anchors are deception and resentment. Iguana is an alien type 1. Implants is the anchor, and bitterness is the emotional anchor. And then an MIB, which is an alien type 7, are implants, and DNA splicing are the anchors, and unforgiveness is the emotional anchor. And then, of course, evil spirits, and we don't see them. They're actually mostly evil spirits are human spirits that have taken to living in the astral, not in bodies. They don't get bodies, and they harm people. Their anchors are portals and resentment. Portals, and then the emotional anchors, resentment, unforgiveness, blame, and bitterness. And, of course, the more human they are, the more, obviously, the more emotional anchors they'll be able to tap into. Snakes are alien type 6, mechanisms, resentment, unforgiveness, crushed, and bitterness. So those are what we're going to be clearing. And you can either do the standard pump now, or you can do the platter if you'd like to. So standard pump, double pump, or platter, any of those are perfect for working on removing the evil spirit or witch's curse. And, you know, it's not going to be every single person on the call that has this problem. But what I would say is that over 80% of you do have some kind of a curse like this. So that's an awesome thing to be on this call and getting some help. And yes, I can copy the what we're clearing into the chat box, which we've been doing in the last few classes. So if you can't see real well the screen, then that should be, that didn't seem to, is that all in there? That's weird. That doesn't look like that's all in there. I'll do it one more time. Try it one more time. There. There we go. There it went. So now you've got, and that went much smaller for some weird reason. Let's make this bigger. That's very strange. Seems to... Okay. Oh, I see what's going on. Little space is getting bigger, not the letters. Oh my goodness, that's hysterical. We'll move this up here. We'll move her over here. There. There we go. We got it all. So it looks like this moved from here to here somehow. Okay. Platter. Yeah, I taught you the platter. Were you on the call, honey? Rena, we went through the platter in detail just a few minutes ago. Okay. Buddy, or Julie Renee, do you get any impressions over my wife's sudden death, River? It looks, was it an accident? I guess it looks like an accident. Okay, so apparently a few of you have come in late, and even though I did a very long demonstration of the hand movement, you didn't get it because you came in late. So the platter is this, but you could also do the pump or the double pump. So the platter is your hand going forward and then your hand going down, so it's like this. Yeah, you guys, come on. Free community call. Get on the call on time. Silly people. Okay. So happy Halloween to everybody. And let's see here. I'm just going to slide down a little bit and see what I didn't see. Oh, and Gayla and Maria. Thank you. And... slides, Benny, for slides being blurry, that's your computer speed. That's your speed, not ours. And Antonia and Tony, I copied the content. And what's more powerful for removing curses, platter or pump? Which is curses? Platter or pump? They look like they come in equal. Platter, which, but there could be another question you could ask. You asked powerful, so they come in equal. Which one is faster, pump, double pump, platter? I get double pump is faster. If you want to go faster, they're all equally powerful on removing the curse, but if you wanted to go with more speed, you would use the double pump, where your fingers are loose and you're pumping double. Kathleen Liu, you're welcome. My pleasure. Throat issue. Well, Jen, the topic for today is witch's curse. So we can check and see if your throat issue is anything to do with a curse. First thing I'm getting here, blame and disappointment, deception. So I'm thinking that, because I'm reading emotions, if you went through the emotions class or emotional anchors, you're going to find that a lot of your throat issues are coming from emotions. So that's probably a good place to start with emotional anchors. I'm getting my deceased father-in-law is around true. I'm flattering like crazy. Plattering, I'll bet you he's saying, but he's saying flattering. Oh, and that's Trinity. Trinity is your deceased father-in-law around. Yes. Plattering. There you go. Anita, can you do the platter with both hands? Definitely not. Do not. And I did say this when I taught it to you. Don't do it. You're just going to create chaos in the field. It's not going to help anything at all, and so you're going to defeat. This hand is going to be doing it, and that hand's going to be canceling it. So you're going to do it and cancel it. Do it and cancel it. Don't do it. It's one hand. Okay? Good question, though, because I'm sure somebody else was thinking, I'm just going to do it anyway. And then you go, I'm doing it. I'm canceling it. I'm doing it. I'm canceling it. So don't do it. Let's see. How would you be able to tell what's happening that vehicles and animals run into my car? Yeah, I think you have to change the frequency. They're actually not seeing it, so I think they're just happening into it. But somehow they're not reading it as a car, so something has changed the frequency. Just turn it back into a car that's visible. So sometimes people make their car invisible when they don't want to be seen by the police and they're driving fast or something, and they don't really realize that they've done it with their mind. And then it can cause problems. But you could also ask, is my car magnetic for things crashing into it? I don't get a yes on that. So I think it's more bring it back into the car realm where they see it. Poltergeist in the basement, that's from Lori. I don't know about a poltergeist, but there's definitely at least one ghost in your basement. Hazel, I have a problem with my neighbors and aggression. Could that be caused by any of these curses or entities? Hazel, I would clear your karma. So we have a karma clearing class, and we have a home study program on karma clearing. I think it's more something that's been related to you guys in past lives is what it looks like. And you're welcome, Jen. And could you say if there are curses in my family because there have been evil people around us and have had bad intentions towards us? Thank you very much. You know, Antonia, when I see that, one of the things that I look at is, yes, there could be curses. But there also could be a lot of emotional anchors in your field and in your group mind. So I would equally look to the emotional anchors as well as curses. So are there evil spirit curses in your field? 1, 2. Yeah, 9. And then as a whole for your family, are all of those for your family too? They are, so they all affect your family too. And then emotional anchors, because that seems to be how they get to stay there. And so then we, 30 different lower emotions. We've got quite a few of them, resentment, unforgiveness, blame, deception, those kinds of things. So those would be things that you'd be wanting to unanchor so that they couldn't come back into your field once you cleared them. Lana, which is, well, you know, we just do that kind of playfully, but the Wiccan people are good people. I think, I'm not saying that, you know what I want to look at is the frequency and then the intention, ill intent, rather than the word witch or, you know, like Satan followers or whatever. It's the ill intent and the low frequency. And so they're intending something unkind or harmful. And I think that that's going to really be a better definition. So somebody can intend something and then cause something bad to happen because they had ill will and they really focused on it. Oh, you don't know who I am. I'm gonna hurt you. You know, and it can get really complex, especially like the Haiti and the Middle East. I know there's a sect of Islam that does really dark cursing stuff. The Philippines, they have the cursing thing really big. It's from the old era. So when we're looking at cursing, we're looking at something from eras past. It's not from the new era. We're moving into the age of androgyny, equality, and God information. It's from the era where there was domination, suppression, and control. And a curse is meant to dominate, isn't it? That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to dominate, suppress, and control you. So what we're looking at is all from, it's all old. And still, there are people, of course, many people alive today were born in the old era, in the Piscean age. 1976 was kind of the doorway open to the age of Aquarius and the new era. And there are many people who are working on their frequency and raising it and moving into the fifth dimension. Our group certainly is. But there are many people who are born in the old era, the patriarchal era, who are committed to the old era and the old way. And, I look at that. I have friends who are leaders and are out changing the world. And I have friends who, you know, their favorite thing is to go from happy hour to the next bar to the next bar. And they're doing nothing to lift the planet or transform anything. So they're stuck living out of the era they were born into. And so, you know, I think, you know, I realize that I can put two and two together, and sometimes these days I'm missing about 12 steps in the middle, but hopefully you're seeing what I'm talking about. So there's the new era, the people who are living in that proactive way, and then there's the people who are born in the old era who are maintaining the old era, the old way of, you know, maybe drinking 10 drinks over the course of a night and going out 5 nights a week. That will not change anything in group mind. That will not help anything. And one of the ways that ghosts and evil spirits keep churning around is in the bars. So alcohol changes, alcohol and like marijuana and drugs change your field. Drugs change your field, so your field is vibrating different and things come in. So that's part of the old era where you could be suppressed and dominated and controlled. The new era is where people go to a beautiful concert, or they go to a bhajan, or they go for a moonlight walk with their friends and observe the stars, and you know, or they create some magical fundraiser to end poverty, and so everybody's together celebrating the goodness of humanity. So that's the good and the moving towards this new era. Okay, I feel like I'm off on tangents at this point. Let me put the thing we're clearing back up, the slide we're clearing back up. There we go. Okay. Lots and lots of questions here. Let's see. So the next question was Maria. I had a lot of issues with hurting my right hand and foot. Could there be a curse or some harmful energy at play here? And first of all, with the right, that's your outer assertive side or your male side. And so you want to look at, do I have permission to be out in the world, to be assertive, to, you know, stand for myself? Because that would be, if you didn't have the right permission or ability to stand for yourself, your right side would be getting beaten up all the time. So do you have the right permission, ability? And so I get a no when I ask, do you have a right permission or ability to be out in the world and stand for yourself? I get a no. So I would look there before I'd look at curses. But you can look at curses too. And do you have any curses that hurt your right side? And I get zero on the curses that hurt your right side. That's not to say that when you'd go through right permission and ability that you might not find evil spirit, demonic curses, that kind of thing. But you'd go through our whole list that we're teaching in the 100% clear class, and you would, you know, clear everything from that. Okay, Elizabeth, I experience a lot of computer electronic issues, and I do blame my son. Am I correct, or those are something else doing tricks on me? Ha ha he. So first of all, it's really interesting, but look at this thing here, because blame is an anchor that keeps a problem happening. So you see that blame is an emotional anchor that won't allow a problem to clear. So I want to just, since you use the word blame, I blame my son, just look at that for yourself, and, you know, how is that affecting your problems with the computer. But computer typically are spiritual interferences. When you have problems with spiritual interferences, it's not usually a curse. It's a spiritual interference. So Lisa is saying that she had colonectomy and interfered with aliens, tried to kill her body. Wondering if there are still anchors. Yeah, I'm sure there are. So Lisa, I would recommend that you take the 7-hour class that we have. Now, we don't have it coming up real soon, so we do have the anchors and interferences class. I think it's just in a week or two, so that might be a really good class for you. You actually need a deeper training than this, you know, this free class to work on that level. And you're welcome, Tamara. Can you tell if all issues I'm having with my eyes caused entities caused by any curses or entities? Well, Annie, yes, there are a variety of different things. I think that you start with going through the vision course, the clear vision course, so that you clear all of that stuff from your eyes. I think that that would be the place to start. Because, yes, of course, entities and aliens and interferences and whatever, they definitely can affect eyes, so definitely. I don't know, Shirley, that looks like a plumbing a question. Oh, that's cute. My bubbles come because they're running their dishwasher. I don't know. That looks like plumbing. Hi, Julie. Colleen, Mafana, and Carlene are on the phone. Carlene is asking about pain in her hip. It's the first time. I'm having tummy troubles. I adore you. Okay. So you're thinking that the pain in the hip might be a curse? I don't think so. Let's see. Is it part of a witch's curse? Part of any kind of a curse? No. I think it might be a ghost, though, because we've got it mapped out that we're going to be working on a ghost today, too. So this probably is a ghost. Anne is saying her renter is bringing curses into the house. He'd be bringing curses in with himself or herself. So are you thinking that it's affecting the house or just affecting the renter? You thinking it's affecting the house, is it? It's affecting the renter. Yeah, it's affecting the renter negatively. So you want to kind of watch on what you're testing. Can you check for me? I'm getting one cure from past life is affecting my health. Cure, you must be curse health in general and more specific asthma. Curse is her asthma sourced from a past life curse? No. It looks like DNA is the bigger cause, but I mean, you'd go through all of the things that we do with lungs. We do that in a number of different classes. So you just get yourself into one of the lung classes that'll cure the asthma. Limmy, I am experiencing painful left thigh bone. What should I clear? Thank you. Okay, you guys. Great, Maria. So Maria's going to sign up for the 100% clear class. Excellent. Hang on just one sec. Let me just test and see where we're at with this one. Okay, we're at about 60% on this. I think what we'll do is we'll give you homework on this, and then we'll just go on to talking about ghosts so that we get some conversation of ghosts in, because sometimes when you guys are having pain in your body, it has to do with something else occupying your body. So it could be a relative, someone you know, someone who's a client, who a client knows, maybe a person in a body inhabits your body or aura, or haunts your house or your land. when you're going to be removing a ghost, before you actually try to remove the ghost, you want to remove these, which are your kind of your anchors, so your programs and anchors. And ghosts really embed with emotional anchors too. So atheist thought forms, portals, auditory scions, oh, they shouldn't be on the same line. Resentment, deception, sorrow, bitterness. So let's go ahead and use the double pump. The double pump is going to be the fastest for this, for clearing ghosts. Benny, we have classes on wealth, and you can have a curse on your money, but the classes that we do take all the curses off, but they also get you really proactive, so you're seen and heard and able to embody the life that you were meant to live. So I'd recommend any of our wealth classes, the 21-Day Wealth Jumpstart, Everyday Magnetism, 100% Success, all of those are really fantastic classes. And, an astrologer can look at something and say, hey, that's, and we can put the blame on it. But if you, a curse isn't that hard to remove. But actually getting the momentum going for wealth, that's what we really specialize in our classes. So we remove the curses and then we get the momentum going. Is there a curse in your tummy? That's from Colleen. No. Is there a ghost in Lori's basement? Yeah, there's three. Three ghosts in your basement. Skin rashes. Is that a curse? For Shirley. Yeah, there are four curses involved with that skin rash, and there are many other things. But yes, there are four curses involved with a skin rash. That's an interesting question, Kathleen Liu. Let me give that a little thought. Let me come on the screen and talk to you a little bit about that, because I think it's important to have that conversation. I had a feng shui gal. I was living in a D-minus house. I was in a condo by the freeway, and I could make it nice, and I could feng shui it so that it worked for me, but it was like a D-minus house. And she said, it wouldn't be possible for me, it's just never done, to move into an A-plus house from a D-minus house. And I thought, and she said, you'd have to move into like a C house, and then a B house, and then an A house. It would have to take you 10 or 12 years to get into an A house, because your system and your field is pulling that in. Now, I'm certainly not an expert on feng shui, and this woman has passed away, so I couldn't even refer you to her. But I want to say that her knowledge is what people believe and what feng shui believes. And what I did was I moved into an A-plus house. I moved heaven and earth to do it. I live in an estate. It has a beautiful koi pond and a babbling brook. And it has a little cottage. It has three fireplaces. There's the dream kitchen upstairs, there's an outdoor kitchen and a little kitchenette in the cottage, and four bathrooms, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful home. And she said that that was not possible. She said that I couldn't do that. So I think that it is really like clearing the decks on the deepest level when you're looking at what do I want to create for myself. And how do I want to live? And what is my bottom line? And I think then we get into that no matter what kind of experience of I'm going to transform my life no matter what, and I'm going to live in a house that's not something I'm making do with, but something I just love. Now, the only thing I could see about upgrading in this house, if I wanted to go into extreme, like, wealth, if I, you know, either became a billionaire or I married a billionaire, I could see that I could go up another level. But for who I am, my house is amazing for me. Who I am living in the world, it's a wow house. When my dad came, he kept going, oh my goodness. He kept looking at the views and the home, and it was just like, it just blew him away. And it's kind of hard to imagine that his daughter could own a house like this. And so I just want you to really be thinking about your no matter what. And when you have your no matter what kind of bottom line, then you're going to clear based on that no matter what. And so you would clear being stuck in a, you know, a house that's always next to somebody who's witchy and uncomfortable. You know, that, because that's part of the field. Part of the field is the neighborhood, right? And my field, my neighborhood, we all have 3 to 5 acres of property. And, so we're spaced few and far between. And the people are lovely. And a lot of the people are second-homed, wealthy people who, I know the house just sold next to me that were full-time owners that are now a second house owners coming in. So they'll come in on the weekends and during the summer and live in the house. And it's just very, very open air, very fresh, which is what I wanted. I wanted to get away from that heavy feeling of the city. And so I must have done hundreds of hours of clearing to manifest this for myself, knowing that the belief system was that I couldn't do it. And I'm a person who says, oh, you give me that kind of a challenge and I'm definitely going to do it. So I just want to encourage you to look beyond just the question of we've moved in again next to something. And the other thing I want to encourage you to do is, if you haven't taken Kathleen Liu, I don't remember if you took the emotions class, but I think when it comes around again, or if you're going to be coming into the Carmel Diamond class, emotional anchors, we've really been focusing more on that this year and in the last few months than ever. And so you want to look at emotional anchors, because your emotional anchors can be the magnet for bringing in the witchy people, because there's a resistance. It's like, oh, we don't want that. And then it happens again, and we don't want that. And there'll be emotional anchors for sure on that one. Okay, let's go back to, we're working a little bit on the ghost issue. Let's see how far we've gotten on our clearing. So in the past, when we did this class last year, we just went for the gusto. We just cleared the ghost. And what I know to be true is, if you want a permanent clearing, you have to clear the anchors. You have to clear the agreements and any programs that are running before you clear the ghost. Because, you know, for 4 or 5 days later, the ghost could return if you just clear the ghost and you don't clear this stuff first. And so what we're doing is we're going deeper and deeper in the clearings before we remove something, so that when we remove something, there's no reference point for it to come back. So that's what we're working on. And we're about 70% on this one, 70%. Shirley, I'd love to see you. You know, we've got the beautiful class again coming up at the first of the year. That's a slimming class, a weight loss class, but we'll be having a researcher doing a project with skin at the same time, and she'll be measuring improvements on skin. So, you know, I'm going to be keeping an eye on everybody's skin every week for the 8 or 10 weeks that we're together. So that might be really nice, or Year of Miracles would be really nice too. Both of those, I think, would be fantastic if you can do it. We don't really have one class dedicated to skin other than beauty. Beauty, we dedicate time to skin in the beauty class. Any of the beauty classes, we dedicate skin time to. You're welcome. Happy Halloween. Oh, you're welcome, everyone. Curses around my son and his mom, buddy. Oh, buddy, yeah. As long as you have permission, yeah, you can clear for other people. You just have to ask them if it's okay to clear. Uh-huh. Will clearing this list make the house go away, or will, how do we get them gone, please? The list is the precursor for clearing the ghost, and then the ghost you can do chopping. And one of the things that I recommend, and we teach this in the spiritual interference classes, so all of them, I think we have like three or four now spiritual interference classes. But the chopping, once you get these done, you can do chopping to clear the ghosts, and you can test to see how far they are gone, 10, 20, 30, 40, 40% gone, and you just want to keep going until they are completely gone. So you want to do chopping once we've cleared the list. Okay, and the list is 90% clear, so we're almost there. I'm going to do a blast for a minute. And we'll blast away a little bit. And let's see. While I'm blasting, let me put up the class announcements. Oops. Okay, so the fall training is 100% clear. Muscle testing 101 is next Monday. It was going to be today, and I just am not teaching more than one class a day with the baby being so small. We're still working on clearing birth trauma, which is fantastic, given I've just had adopted my darling daughter, so I'm definitely into the birth trauma stuff. Understanding anchors and spiritual interference is coming up really soon. Removing trauma and abuse from your field and body, the sound of tooth. Best breast, we have another class next week. And I just encourage all of you to be thinking about if this is a problem for you. We have a home study or coming up next year, but you can do the home study, Freedom from Spiritual Parasites and Pests. It was a very powerful class this year. And Dynamism is an excellent class to take. And No More Ghost. So these are other things that you can do. Would love to see a few more of you in the Apprentice program. So that... And the Apprentice Program, the Year of Miracles Program, and the VIP 1-to-1. So those are your opportunities. Very good. And let's keep going. And I am going to grab little Adelia so you can say hello to her. She's sleeping, so I'm not going to wake her up, but you'll get to say hi. Be right back. We took the ribbon out of her hair while she was sleeping. That's Adelia. She's going, Mommy, Mommy, why are you waking me up? There she is. So that's my little girl. Oh, she's so sleepy. Oh, yeah, I'm making a funny face. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put her down, and we'll end the class with a blessing. Om Asatoma Satkamaya Tamasom na jyotirgamaya murchormam amritam gamaya om shantihi 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 om peace, peace, peace. May the entire world be filled with peace. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy Halloween. All Saints and All Souls Days are coming up tomorrow and the next day. And so take time to honor your beloved dead who have passed away. Clear them out of your body. If they're in your body, you know how to do that now. And I just wish you the very, very best. I look forward to seeing you in classes. We have a couple spots left in the Carmel Diamond Retreat. It's coming up pretty soon. It's about a month at my house. And I'd love to see that completely full. So if that calls to you, please, please join us. I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you very soon. Bye-bye for now.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.